This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to Why Freight Railroads Need Modern Regulations. Technology is changing the capabilities of skilled freight rail employees. Artificial intelligence helps them inspect rail cars. Drones help them inspect bridges. Sensors help alert them to emerging problems. The question is, can regulations keep up? Since the start of American freight railroads in 1827, technology has made freight rail safer, more efficient, and more reliable decade after decade. But in many cases, regulations may as well be written for those trains of the 19th century. That's because they're so prescriptive. They don't just say what outcome should be achieved. They specify exactly how it has to be done. Sometimes that works. But when technology changes, those rules can become outdated and a major challenge. Imagine a regulation required everyone to use a paper roadmap. Then GPS was invented. The GPS is clearly better. It's more accurate, more efficient, and constantly updated. But instead of replacing the paper map, you're required to carry both. That's essentially the challenge railroads face in some areas today. New technology can often be added, but it can't replace older regulatory requirements. So employees end up doing both. Railroads support a different approach known as performance-based regulation. Instead of telling railroads exactly how to do something, performance-based rules define the safety outcome that must be achieved. Then railroads can use the best available technology to meet that standard. As technology improves, the methods can improve too, without rewriting the regulation every few years. That approach already exists in many industries. Engineers don't improve safety by freezing technology and time. They improve safety by measuring results, testing new ideas, collecting data, and adopting better solutions when they prove themselves. Railroad regulations should work the same way. Now, none of this means less oversight. It means smarter oversight. New technologies should be tested, validated, and shown to have the equivalent or higher level of safety before they're widely adopted. But once they do, regulations should allow them to replace older methods instead of simply adding more requirements on top. Transportation should also be regulated consistently across all modes. Today, some parts of the transportation industry have more flexibility to test and deploy new technologies than others. That creates an uneven playing field. Railroads support what's known as modal parity, the idea that similar technologies should have similar opportunities to be tested and adopted, whether they're used by railroads, trucking companies, airlines, or other transportation providers. Modern regulations also encourage innovation. When companies know that new technologies can eventually replace older methods, they're more willing to invest in research and development. That leads to better inspections, better maintenance, better operation, and ultimately a safer transportation system. When regulations require both the old way and the new way at the same time, innovation slows. Investment becomes harder to justify, and everyone loses the opportunity to benefit from better technology. Technology will continue to evolve. Regulations have to evolve with it. Railroads support a regulatory framework that's built on data, sound science, and measurable safety outcomes, ones that encourage innovation without compromising oversight. Because the goal of regulation shouldn't be preserving yesterday's technology. It should be creating the safest and most efficient transportation system possible.